He, a young man with a dream resting on his shoulder, wakes up one morning realizing he is at the end of the world. Like dust in the wind, he is a mere particle of sand from the desert. He tells himself there must be, should be, outside this prism of my life, a bigger world where everything unfolds, beholding morning sun kissing small children on brown cheeks as their upturned faces touch the sky.
Music and poetry by Johannes Tona. We're speaking with Zeitgeist percussionist Heather Barringer.
If one has an opportunity to listen to the entire track, reveals this beautiful poem that Johannes wrote about his journey from Ethiopia to the United States. And it's so appropriate for these days and times because it speaks about coming and realizing one's dreams and in a new country.
Is there a part of the poem that really grabs you?
Yes. In particular, there's a moment in the poem where Johannes speaks of slipping through the gate where there's a lot of people waiting and the gates parted to open, not really for him, but he was the one that walked through like a grain of sand, like so many different people, and how that one little opportunity gave him the life and the opportunity that he has to realize his musical life here.
As he witnessed people getting rejected, thrown aside, walked over and forgotten about, but also saw that the iron gates open sometimes when few are looking to let those who appear special through. As he approaches the gate with hope in his heart and his mother's face in his pocket, he prays to the God he'd always worshipped. Cover me, dear Lord. Hide me, make my body invisible enough to slip through. For I am just a mere particle of sand from the desert, and therefore don't matter. And in that instant, they opened. Not for him, but for somebody else. However, his belief in miracles causes his feet to move forward, quickening in pace. Walking past the people who seem not to notice, and even if they did, even if they caught a glimpse of his motion, it wouldn't matter, as he is a mere particle of sand from the desert, and therefore doesn't matter. Once inside this mystery world, he notices countless other particles of sand and dust, once invisible light beams just hanging, suspended in space, and many who are used to build the city brick by brick just then. He traces back in his memory to her image, his first image of this world, this mystery place outside of home he'd hoped so desperately to touch, and realizes that even though it is not quite what he pictured, for the first time in his life, he can taste the possibilities of himself.
We're speaking with Heather Barringer, percussionist with Zeitgeist, and you're working with Johannes Tona, the poet and musician. What's it been like to work with Johannes Tona?
Well, we first started working with Johannes several years ago. Every year, Zeitgeist spends about a week working very intensely with three different composers. And a couple of years ago, one of those composers was Johannes. And with other composers, we were working with musical sketches that they brought and chamber pieces that they might have been working on. But with Johannes, most of the time, we weren't working with any music whatsoever because he was teaching us all of the pieces that he was bringing to us by rote or through little sketches that would come in. And I guess the music got written and put down in notation as we proceeded through the week. But really, much of our time spent in that first week was spent learning Ethiopian folk tunes and different Ethiopian folk patterns that would go together to create the bed for these wonderful, delightful little pieces. And so throughout that week, Johannes created three different pieces for us that are derived from Ethiopian folk tunes, and our performance practice mimics different things that Ethiopian instruments might do.
Johannes' work seems pretty jazzy.
Well, Ethiopian music today also sounds very, very jazzy. There are artists there that are well known, create pieces that certainly do sound a great deal like American jazz. And Johannes when he first got to this country, was studying at Berkeley. And I don't think he stayed there tremendously long, but he came there specifically, of course, like everyone does who goes to Berkeley to study jazz, and has made his living as a very, very much in-demand bass player for jazz groups, popular music, all what have you, since that time.
Heather, we have another Johannes Tona piece to listen to.
Afrochild is on Johannes Tona's first CD that he created, and I think it was released in 2007. He's since done another one that was released 10 years later. But this first recording that he made was about his first 10 years living in the United States. And Afrochild has elements of African music in it. You can hear that in little marimba lines that run through, and also is really deep and rich in American jazz. And it's a very delightful, singable, and it's just a delightful piece of music.
Johannes Tona performs his music inspired by immigrating from Ethiopia to the United States with Zeitgeist New Music Company Friday and Saturday, February 8th and 9th at Studio Z in St. Paul at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at Ross Ethiopian Restaurant and Lounge at 2516 West 7th in St. Paul. The buffet is at 6, the music at 6:30. For information, it's zeitgeistnewmusic.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.